Exit polls, 3 in 4 voters want less immigration during and after pandemic. By John Binder on November 16, 2020. More than 3 in 4 voters in the presidential election want less overall immigration to the United States during the Chinese coronavirus crisis and after, a new exit poll reveals. Exit polling conducted by Zogby Analytics for the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, found that the overwhelming majority of voters in the election, more than 75%, said it is important that the U.S. limit the admission of new immigrants and foreign guest workers as long as unemployment remains high due to the COVID-19 crisis. Currently, as a result of the crisis, about 24.5 million Americans are either jobless or underemployed but all want full-time jobs. Those unemployed are forced to compete in the labor market by an endless stream of foreign workers who secure visas and green cards. Voters, about 50% of whom voted for Democrat Joe Biden, by large majorities want reductions to immigration. The support for immigration reductions cuts across party and racial lines. While more than 78% of white voters said they want less immigration at the moment with continued high unemployment, nearly 73% of Hispanic voters said the same. More than 70% of black Americans agreed that immigration should be cut to prioritize unemployed Americans for jobs today. Nearly 9 in 10 Republican voters want to see less immigration with high unemployment, as well as almost 70% of Democrat voters. Nearly 67% of swing voters said the same. Even after the crisis ends and unemployment levels off, voters said they do not want as much immigration to the U.S. as they have been getting for the last 3 decades, where more than 1.2 million green card holders are admitted every year and about 1.4 million visas are given to foreign workers every year. Roughly 62.5% of voters said immigration should continue to be limited even after the crisis to protect American jobs. This total includes more than 8 in 10 Republicans, over 54% of Democrats, 51% of swing voters, 66% of white voters, 6 in 10 Hispanic voters, and more than 55% of black Americans. The exit poll also discovered that voters largely take issue with the current level of legal immigration contributing to record population growth. At existing legal immigration levels, the U.S. population will hit 404 million residents by 2060, almost entirely driven by immigration. The U.S. does not have to rapidly increase its total resident population and foreign-born population, as legal immigration moratoriums have been implemented in the past to give time for new arrivals to properly assimilate to American life. Halting all immigration to the country would stabilize the population to a comfortable 329 million residents in the next 4 decades. The exit poll showed that more than 6 in 10 voters said they agreed that immigration should be reduced to maintain the nation's population at around 330 million. Less than 33% of voters said they disagreed. The findings come as the establishment media has declared Democrat Joe Biden the winner of the presidential election, even though President Trump has not conceded the race yet. Biden's plan would surge legal immigration to the U.S., though there seems to be no mandate from voters for such policies. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.